The Call of Abraham.
When Abram was 75 years old, the Lord said, "Abram, I want you to leave your family and country and go to a place I have selected for you. I'll make you a nation. Your name will be great. I'll bless you. And I'll also bless everyone else who blesses you. And I'll curse anyone who curses you. All the families of the earth will be blessed because of you." So Abram and his wife Sarai started their journey following God. He took them to a place called Canaan and said, "I'm giving this land to you and your children." Abram believed God even though he didn't have any children. He knew God would keep his promise. So he built an altar in the new land God had given him and worshiped the Lord. Years went by and Abram prospered in the land. One night the Lord said, "I am your shield and exceedingly great reward." Abram said, "Lord, I still don't have a son. But I have a servant who is just like a son to me. Let him inherit your promises to me." "No," God said, "you'll have a son, and he'll be your heir." "Abram, look at the stars in the sky. Your descendants will be as hard to count as those stars." Abram looked up. It seemed impossible to him, but he believed it, and God was pleased. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord said to him, "You'll be the father of many nations, and some of your descendants will be kings. Therefore, I'm changing your name to Abraham, the father of many nations. Your wife will be called Sarah." Abraham laughed and said, "Lord, how is it possible for a man who is 100 years old and a woman who is 90 years old to have a child?" God said, "Sarah will have a son, and you'll call his name Isaac. I'll give my promises to him and his descendants, and I'll be their God, and the whole earth will be blessed because of them."